Authorities in Texas say they're mobilizing every available resource after a fifth bomb exploded there overnight, this time at a FedEx facility near San Antonio. The 1 a.m. explosion injured one worker and has authorities speculating that it's related to four previous bombings in Austin, three placed in packages and one detonated on a sidewalk with a tripwire. Here's Acting Special Agent Frank Ortega of the ATF at today's briefing.
We have agents from across the country. We have our national response team here. We got explosive detection canines here. We have intel research specialists. We're working hand in hand with our FBI partners, state and local partners. We've been working around the clock.
KUT's Matt Largie joins us from Austin with more. And Matt, first of all, just give us the latest. It sounds like there's some more information coming out today.
That's right. Yeah, we've heard from the San Antonio police chief who said that there is actually a second unexploded package at that Schertz facility, that FedEx facility in Schertz, Texas, which is about 50 miles south of Austin. But we're working to get some further confirmation on that. We've spoken with the Schertz Police Department there, and they're unsure of whether that's the case, or at least they're not saying. In that briefing that the FBI did earlier, they did refuse to answer a lot of questions about the details of what exactly happened at this facility. So we're kind of awaiting further confirmation of some of these details.
Do we have any idea who the package was addressed to, the one that did explode?
No. We don't know what the name was of the person who it was addressed to. Again, FBI officials refused to answer that question at the briefing that they held a short while ago. It has been widely reported that it was addressed to Austin, that it was headed to Austin. We do know, however, that we're told by police in a town called Sunset Valley, which is actually kind of in Austin. It's a separate town within Austin, that the package was sent from a FedEx office there. So the FBI is at that office. They've closed it down, cordoned it off. They're searching for evidence there. And then there is also another FedEx facility in Austin out by our airport that was closed down and evacuated earlier this morning. Reports of a suspicious package there, but it has also been reported that the package originally went through that facility. So police and FBI agents are also searching that facility.
Now, after the first bombing, there was speculation that the attacks could be racially motivated. But at this point, the victims have been Black, Hispanic, and white. What do we know about that?
That's right. Yeah. Police at first, after the first victim was killed on March 2nd, police sort of thought that this was an isolated incident. But then, of course, there were two more packages that exploded last week. And so the victims in those first three explosions were Black and Hispanic. And so the explosions that happened on Sunday in a different part of town, those two victims who were injured were white. So at this point, police thought they weren't ruling out a hate crime, but now they're not so sure. The one on Sunday was much more random than the ones in the past.
Well, what about the question of whether at least one of these is a copycat bomb? Let's listen here to Mike Bouchard, retired ATF agent, now chief security officer at Janus Global Operation.
A copycat may try and mimic the devices that he or she heard about and try and make it look like it's from the same person. Or good bomb builders may change it up. They may, let me try a different type of device this time.
Have authorities addressed that issue?
Well, our police chief, Austin's police chief, addressed the city council a short time ago, and he said that he believes all of these bombs are connected. There has been speculation out there that perhaps one of these could be a copycat, but at this point, officials are not giving any credence to that speculation.
And there's no word about suspects. We're reading that authorities are following more than 500 leads.
That's right. Yeah. Over the past week or so, there have been many, many calls coming into the police tip line about these bombings. At a briefing on it was yesterday, I believe, police and FBI said they do have some people of interest, but they don't have any suspects at this point. That may, however, change with what happened at these FedEx facilities. Obviously, if a package was mailed from a FedEx office, there are likely to be security cameras in the area or in that office. So the suspect picture may change very soon.
And in terms of the victims, we're learning more about the injured from yesterday's sidewalk bombing, two men in their 20s.
That's right, yeah. Two men in their 20s from Southwest Austin. They are said to be in good condition at this point, but we honestly don't know much more about them. I know police have been trying to protect their privacy in terms of allowing media access to them.
That's Matt Largy of KUT joining us from Austin with the latest on the bombings and attempted bombings. Matt, thank you.
You're welcome.